Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the November 9th WWE Raw post-show. Again, Louis Dangor joins us. Go give him a follow. We don't have his socials and stuff up there as of right now, but he's at the Louis Dangor on Twitter. Make sure you guys check that out. He also does a host of things for WrestleTalk, who obviously we are very fond of. I will be on Parts Funknown's Quizzlemania this Wednesday, and myself and Louis did a little bit of training for that. Denise will be back next week. She had some other stuff going on, and quite frankly, I suspended her for 1 week for the attitude that she showed on her Twitter video. But leave a thumbs up, guys. I can't tell you how important those are to us. If you even see the live stream up, just go ahead and slap a thumbs up on it. It really helps us out. Donate a super chat that gets your question or statement read on the air. And a reminder, we're here after AEW and NXT, 10:30 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday. I'm here after SmackDown, and this Friday will be right after SmackDown, live streaming the Talkin' Shop-a-Mania watch-along. So make sure you guys check that out. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you guys do that sober?
I don't drink, so yeah.
When I interviewed Gallows and Anderson, they were like, oh, have a drink. And I'm like, if I'm doing it, I'd cover it for like the website.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't drink because I'd need to type. They were like, no. Have a drink.
We have a pretty strict, like, no substances that impair you rule. Unless it's like a game stream, then I'm like, all right, if you guys want to drink or smoke during a game stream, I don't really care. Just don't say anything ridiculous. But yeah,
I think that's the stream. It would be acceptable, somewhat.
Yeah. A reminder, guys, donate a super chat. Get your question or statement read on the air. I've got a lot of backstage news tonight, too. Colt Badeau says, going to catch us later. Have a great show. How did Mandy Rose get injured? Her shoulder. She left with the ref after the last segment. I'm not sure. I'm working to find out more on this, but I don't really know. I don't really know anything about it right now because I just wasn't provided any information in that regard. But you guys know I will do my best to find that out.
I guess you were provided some information about the show, though, weren't you? A certain line that was used.
Yeah, I was. And boy, we will get to it. And Kyle Suknanan says, do you think Jay will be the last man at Survivor Series? I could see it, Louis. Do you think that's a possibility?
So I think the last man's going to be someone that hasn't been announced yet. Mm. And I think it's going to be Big E.
Evan Wright putting over my interview with Anderson Gallows and Rocky Romero and says, Anderson saying he watched your review was great. Yeah, I mean, I keep telling you guys, these wrestlers watch our reviews. Come on. Well, I mean, I know you guys are here right now, or else you don't hear me bragging about it. But God, you know, I just
MJF called me a
shitty little British guy.
I was gonna say we could swear, but yeah, shitty little British guy. So he obviously watches the show. I didn't know whether to be incredibly offended or take that as a compliment. I think that's quite nice for MJF.
I feel like him mentioning you at all would be kind of a compliment, but
yeah.
Reminder, guys, I did interview MJF. I interviewed Scorpio Sky last week. That one went under the radar. Please go check that out. Anderson, Gallows, Rocky Romero dropped today. And I got Shane Taylor, former Ring of Honor TV champion, dropping this week. We had a lot of fun during that talk. I try to talk to Shane Taylor at least once a year. He's one of the more underrated names in pro wrestling. Let's go ahead and get into this Raw review, by God. So... We're just going to tie in all the main event stuff, so we'll get to the opening promo later. But we get a triple threat match. Riddle defeated Elias and Jeff Hardy. FightfulSelect.com reported today that Matt Riddle would be the last member of Team Raw. That is what happened. What do you think about this? This was kind of sloppy to me. It was just okay. I'll say this. At least if it's going to eat up this much time, they're making it matter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the last chance thing. I'm like, you've lost, so you don't get another shot. But for what it was enjoyable. I mean, listen, Riddle has his critics and has people that don't like him. And based on things, rightly so, I guess, if people want to have that opinion. But I've always been a fan of his in-ring work and his work inside, sort of on shows. And I'm happy that he's kind of getting the chance to be pushed up the card. And it seems like that. I mean, he picked up, as we speak about, two wins. And I can't remember the last time he won on Raw. I don't think he has ever won on Raw. So picking up two wins was great for him. Jeff Hardy and Elias, their feud will continue, which is, it is what it is. But yeah, I didn't mind it. My hopes are still pretty optimistic at this point, which I guess was more for me, as we'll get onto. But there were worse ways to have your first wrestling match of the show, basically.
Yeah, Riddle impressed Vince McMahon a couple weeks ago. That's just straight up what happened. I've said it before, a lot of people backstage thought that Riddle was going to be boo-boo-faced losing to Sheamus, and not only was he not boo-boo-faced, he went out of his way to make Sheamus look as good as possible.
Great match as well.
And from what I understand, Sheamus went to bat for Matt Riddle and told everybody that this guy obviously has upset some people in the past and rightfully has some people that are upset at him for other things. But right now, Matt Riddle impressed Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon called him personally. They had a conversation about the direction of his character. I had heard that Vince wanted to take a more serious approach. That did not happen tonight. Which
it did. He only kicked off the flip-flops at the beginning, and they only showed four replays instead of like seven.
Yeah. I was about to say, excuse me.
Yeah, normally they show a replay every 3 minutes of that, but no, there was only about four replays of the flip-flop flipping. I did notice that. I was like, are we getting a more serious approach? Maybe not.
Not so much as we saw with the promo later, but Sheamus is mad backstage. For some reason, he implies that they selected Riddle. Like, I didn't hear anything where Team Raw set up this match. Like, oh, Team Raw set it up to get him involved. I didn't hear that at all, so that didn't make any sense to me. The Nerd Guru says, no way Rollins and Riddle share the ring, though. I bet you they do if WWE tells them to. Quite frankly, Rollins and Riddle can have heat with each other or not have heat with each other. If WWE asks them to do it, I think they'll end up doing it.
They won't be the first wrestlers to have heat with each other that share the ring, and they sure as hell won't be the last wrestlers. We just know about this heat. I'm sure there is multiple occasions where wrestlers have had heat, and we just don't know about it. Or it hasn't been reported and they've been in the ring together. And I have seen a few people, a few people commenting on my mustache, which I know isn't good. I'm doing Movember, so for those that don't know, for charity, try and raise money for men's health things. So I know I look like a 13-year-old that has just grown a bit of facial hair, and his mum's not letting him shave yet because she's like, oh, it'll come out too thick. Like, don't shave yet. I know it's not great, but it's for a good cause. So if you could, if you could spare your, I've seen one nugget stash in the comments. People are, yeah, a few people are coming to bat for me being like, I know he's doing it for a good cause, but. Yeah.
Buddy, I grew out terrible looking hair for 3 years for a good cause, so I'm with you. It's a struggle, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
It is.
It always is worth it. We had a couple super chats. I'll get to those. But backstage, you know, we see the team arguing. We see all that. And to me, it undermines brand supremacy right out of the gate by having Sheamus flip out about Matt Riddle being on the team. I thought having AJ Styles excited about having Riddle on the team was pretty good. Like, I liked that because it's a heel going to bat for a babyface.
Yeah, and there's an instance of that later on in the show where a nice heel and babyface dynamic that I really liked. One thing for me, and it's a pretty big thing. So the night of Survivor Series, none of Raw's team were on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, when we've spoken about this. We've done it on the Wrestling Daily Show that I do with Alex McCarthy. We've spoken about it. Everyone's spoken about it. There needs to be stakes to these matches to give people a reason to care. Like, the next pay-per-view is TLC. If Raw wins, have five men go into a TLC five-way and have a championship shot on the line for the Royal Rumble. Do that. It's pretty simple.
Or just ladder match for the title, for the love of God, like anything.
I think they might not want to do that to, like, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, there just needs to be some stakes to show why people care and would want to win the match, because currently it's like, okay, I bleed red, even though you've been on the show for, like, a week.
Yeah, Keith Lee is the longest tenured member of Raw on that team. It's insane. Anakin JMT says, was kind of hoping Louis would be dressed as Denise.
It's 4:30 in the morning. If you think I'm dressing as Denise, you've got another thing coming.
Oh, my gosh. Kyle Suknanan says, did The Fiend take out Taker at Survivor Series? I don't think so. I think they'll legitimately have him do a send-off. I think he's more likely to choke slam and tombstone Elias and pin him.
Yep. I don't know about pin him, but I think it will be Undertaker attacking someone for his send-off.
To me, like, if you're doing a cinematic match, it does not make any sense to just not do Undertaker Sting cinematic. I mean, it's the one way you can do a Sting match now, and it's the best way you can.
He's on Dynamite next week, isn't he?
Oh, good God. People will report that. Justin Lopez says, do you see any progression with Elias? He's basically been doing the same thing since his call-up in 2017. That's the thing. He gets really over as a heel, and then they're like, oh, babyface. And then he'll get hurt really quite often. I don't see any
rumor
progression.
He's one of the few people that Vince McMahon is high on backstage. So, yeah, we'll see about that. I mean, but no, he is a fantastic heel, obviously, which is hard right now in the era we're in with no fans. Like, the crowds would be lapping it up if he was doing the sort of sports references, like hometown references with crowds there. So the fact we haven't got that is obviously going to hinder what he can do. But I think I could see him potentially challenging for a world title at a pay-per-view here and there, but I don't see him being sort of a mainstay in the main event.
Carlos Easy says, Louis sounds a lot like Rey Mysterio.
No idea what you're talking
about. That's a callback. This isn't a super chat, but I wanted to address it. Ron Patel, the sponsor of No Profanity September, good friend of the show, says, besides YouTube and Periscope, which is Twitter, is this show on other social media sites? Yes, it is right now, in addition to my Twitter, Periscope. It's on YouTube at youtube.com/Fightful, and it is currently on our Facebook at facebook.com/Fightful Online. I don't push that Facebook a lot. We're looking to really step into that realm. Twitter comes a lot more natural to me. Go give us a like on that page, please. It would mean an awful lot if you guys would do that and help us grow an awful lot. The Nerd Guru says, it pisses me off that WWE is so omnipotent with themselves. Watching Elite Deletion, I wanted Jeff to make a cameo. So many possibilities, but no. I mean, I didn't see that as a possibility, but I did, Louis, love a lot of the references to House Hardy Halloween, to the way that Orton rode off Matt Hardy, to Sammy doing a swanton off a ladder through a table. Matt Hardy puts Easter eggs in better than anybody else.
I didn't like the match at all.
I loved it. I thought it was physical, unlike a lot of the other ones. I thought it was just different enough.
I mean, no one died, which is, based on Sammy Guevara and Matt Hardy's history, it was a big bonus. I mean, listen, it was what it was. I appreciate the callbacks, and I think you needed it after FTR versus Young Bucks. But it wasn't amazing for me. I hated the callback to the... Maybe I'll just take this wrong way. I thought they did a callback to the concussion spot All Out, which I hated. I'm like... Listen, do fun callbacks, but not stuff that got the company serious heat and was legitimately something that they didn't handle well. It just seems like a stupid thing to do a callback to. That kind of took me out of it for a bit. But I do appreciate why people did like it. The cameos from Gangrel and Shane Helms were funny. Shane Helms is brilliant, and Gangrel still looks great at the age he's going.
I have a lot of people saying he could go on like a PCO run right now. MJGXD123 says, Sean, wishing you luck on Quizzlemania, best champ. Well, you know what? Louis, I'm going to promote something right here. This Wednesday on Quizzlemania, we got Steve, we got Denise, you got Ollie, good God, Tempest, Alex, Queen of the Ring, and me. And Adam, I'm going to promote this towards Adam Blompiate as well. I'm going to cut vicious shoot promos on every single one of them at the top of the show. I'm going to speak the truth.
However good they are, they won't be as good as Randy Orton's on John Morrison.
That was very good. I can't wait to talk about that, actually. That was really good. I'm going to tell you what was not good. The 24/7 business. So backstage, her business is there. Gulak pitches himself to them, and they beat him up for having a clip-on tie. I do love that they beat his ass for having a clip-on tie. That seems like something they would do. It's awesome. However, and I get it, nobody really does care about the 24/7 title, but when you got four guys, including multiple people who have won that championship, walk right away from it, that undermines the title. Then we go to a seven-way match after R-Truth wins, and everybody wins the title. Tucker wins it twice. If you want a list, it's on the resources section of Fightful. But Eric, Lucha House Party, Tucker, a bunch of people win the title, but Truth ends up with it. I thought it was funny the first couple times, and then I was just like, WWE keeps playing the same note.
It's one of those instances where once it's funny, twice it's still funny. Third time, you get a chuckle, but it's losing it. By the seventh time, you're like, okay, now what? Yes. And I mean, looking at the talent in that ring, like, you've got Grand Metalik, who's legitimately one of the best luchadors in the world. You've got Eric, who I think could have a fantastic singles on. I really like his intensity. Yeah. You've got Tucker, who turned heel 2 weeks ago.
I asked Shane Taylor if you could team with one guy in the world, who would it be? And he's like, Eric of the Viking Raiders. It's like, okay, damn. And this should be fun. This should be a break from some of the seriousness of the show. This could be comedy relief. The fondest memories I have of the hardcore title are the 24/7 era and how much fun that could be.
I mean, people compare it to the hardcore title, obviously. But I'm like, if Undertaker or the equivalent of won this title, you'd be like, what are you doing by putting a main eventer in this role? They're definitely not the same thing in that vein. The hardcore title, and this is saying something, was taken more seriously. This is really a joke that I think I'd like to see Hurt Business just, like, as you said, I wouldn't have even cared if they just pinned Drew Gulak and then just threw it in the trash. I'm like, I don't care. This title's done now.
I would love if Lars Sullivan won it. I keep pitching this. Like, Lars Sullivan or somebody won it, and nobody wanted to fight him for it. Like, everybody was like, nah, I'm good.
You mean?
I get it. The breathing. I get it. You're cutting into my audio here. Sarah Jane Deegan says, legit don't watch WWE, only watch Charles' reviews. Thank you for the entertainment. I think you look very dapper, Louie.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Sarah, also a friend of the show. Evan Wright says, Tucker might be better off leaving WWE and doing jobs on AEW Dark. He might get over quicker that way and not have to dress like Kurt Hawkins. I think he would do exceptionally well on AEW Dark. I think that he's far better than anybody gives him credit for.
This was around the time, after the draft happened, it was around the time Raw Underground was still a thing. It was kind of like no one had the real sort of plans. I thought he would be straight on Raw Underground and would probably do a good job. When Heavy Machinery went on that run, they had that match with Daniel Bryan and Rowan, I believe at Stomping Grounds. I may be wrong there. Or Extreme Rules, one of the two. They're like, Tucker was the star of that. I know Otis gets all the plaudits for being the funny one, but Tucker has improved a lot in the ring. You can tell he's got into a lot of shape. And I've spoken to people backstage who have said that, like, he's been sort of applauded for getting himself into good shape, which is obviously a shame that they've clearly got no plans to have a feud, which the one time that they keep the brand versus the brand split is a time when it would make sense not to.
Yes. Yeah. Anakin JMT says, this time next year, will the 24/7 title be a thing? I think it still will. What do you think?
Yeah, R-Truth will be on his 395th reign or something ridiculous.
I think he will. I think he really will. Mm. Oh, boy. Shayna Baszler squashed Lana. So they had Lana come out before a commercial, sit through a veterans video, then they played Lana's music again, then showed a recap video of why she was there. Huh?
It didn't make much sense. The staging of this was awful.
Go to commercial, bring her out after, and run the highlight thing during. This is like such a blatant. We got to kill some time. Well, Shayna Baszler killed Lana. Mandy and Dana are in commentary. Shayna destroys Lana, taps her out. Mandy and Dana prevent Nia from putting Lana through a table. So I'll tell you another thing I don't get. They start playing Nia's music. For what reason, you ask? Nia got her music played for not putting somebody through a table. Huh? What? Why didn't you
nothing
play?
To add.
You could play Lana's music for losing the match, I guess. Or, you know, maybe Shayna, who won the damn match. That was so weird, man.
It was weird. Nia was probably the person that didn't gain, anything, but was a person that, in terms of music being played, would probably be last on the list, because the one thing she set out to achieve, she didn't. So why play her music? I mean, it didn't make sense. But I mean, there were far more pressing issues on the show this week that had my attention, unfortunately.
Not a super chat, but just
to
stroke
say,
my own
I
ego. Hey, read the super chat. Hold on.
Sorry,
people thanking the Senpai Dong Lord. Not a super chat, but stroking my own ego. Go ahead, sir.
You interrupted me to stroke your own ego.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Should we yell at each other about it now?
No, let's not. I will say, I really like... I like the stuff they're doing with Lana.
I do too.
I don't think it's bad at all. I've seen a lot of people saying she's being buried for Miro going to AEW. She has been featured more on television than she ever has before. She is being portrayed clearly as a sympathetic babyface, or trying to. And I think it's going to work. I think she's going to be the sole survivor for the women's team. I think it's going to really get over and work well. And I think she is doing well in the role.
I think so too. Kyle Suknanan says, who are your top three AEW stars to end up at AEW or WWE after their contract runs up? I mean, that is a loaded question, because I don't know that I can't see anybody right now. There's like nobody that I look at and say, oh man, they would be great. I know that WWE would love to have Britt Baker. I know that they would love to have Britt Baker.
Anyone in their right mind would like to have Britt Baker.
But, I mean, it's impossible for me to say, and I want to give you your money's worth to that question. I'll say this. I'll tell you people that I know that WWE's had interest in. Anthony Bowens. I mean, it's not a big secret now. They had interest in him. They've had interest in a whole lot of people that ended up going with AEW. I think they'd sign FTR if they had the opportunity tomorrow. I mean, you got to realize most of the WWE veterans that are in AEW are people that left of their own volition. There's not a lot of people that just got straight up cut from WWE that are on this roster, Louis.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. It's so hard to say, and it's not hard to say the other way around. So, yeah, it is. We even had this conversation a while ago, as in our work circle, and we were confused about who would go over. It was like, oh, we can't see anyone thinking, oh, yeah, the grass is greener on that side. I mean, we have seen it with guys like, I guess, Ben Carter. I know it was slightly more difficult for him in terms of why he chose WWE, but people are seemingly still choosing WWE over AEW. I think that for some people, the allure of, oh, WWE, I've always dreamed of going there, is still a prospect for some people. So potentially it is for some people. We just don't know about their sort of desires, and someone on AEW might be like, you know what, it's always been my dream to wrestle for WWE. If they came in, they could go, but off the top of my head, I don't think anyone springs to mind.
Evan Wright says, is Young Bucks versus Top Flight still happening on AEW?
No,
I don't think so.
Have you not seen that?
Was that this morning? Was it today? What happened?
So it was announced on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. And then FW4 Online basically got a statement from AEW. It was like, oh, it's in consideration, but it's not happening. Okay. And so I did an interview with FDR where they basically put over Top Flight massively and basically said something along the lines of, they got some good news, which, I mean, we can all speculate what the good news was. So they clearly got some plan to them if this was something they're even considering when they've wrestled only a couple of matches on Dark. They're potentially a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old brother. So they're potentially some people that you guys should be looking out for watching Dark and seeing if they've sort of got something, or if you're into them.
Yeah, and AEW is being very active right now, so good for them. Up next, we got this miserable promo from Team Raw. Oh, my God. It was so bad. Matt Riddle, I can tell you, in my experience of working with him for a year straight, is a lot better when you don't script him. And they were like,
yeah, I
know
told
what
you
we
that.
Need. Sick code names. There's Broly.
I could have told you that about Riddle without having worked with him. It's pretty obvious. I think a lot of people are better unscripted.
Well, Fireface, Broly, Skipper, Mongoose, and Dopey are the code names. Okay. Whatever. This is... Styles says the way to bring them together is a tag team match. I did think that AJ Styles did an awesome job here. He's really good at being the glue and being kind of funny in all this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much same as last week. The in-reaction was decent, but AJ Styles was the star of the show completely. He was fantastic in his annoying heel role, being the team captain that the other guys don't want to be the team captain. I thought he was fantastic in what he did. AJ Styles is fantastic. Listen, we don't need to tell you, he's brilliant in the ring, brilliant on the mic. He's great in that heel role, can do the babyface role as well. He's an asset for any company, and I'm not surprised that WWE is still pushing him to the top of the card, and I think he'll be there for years.
He's really good at providing comic relief while also maintaining his credibility as a serious performer and wrestler. You know, he doesn't count the pin. Styles keeps getting hit. Another thing that just pissed me off. Jordan gets in the ring.
Excuse me?
And then they cut to commercial.
Who?
Jordan.
Who?
What are you getting at here? What's the bit?
The associate.
Oh, the associate. Is that his name?
They never call him Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Whenever, have you not noticed, whenever they, to be honest, I don't blame you if you mute Raw, but whenever they refer to Jordan, it's as, oh, the associate. Associate's here. He's with the associate. We obviously know his name's Jordan, but they've never referred to him on the name bar. It's AJ Styles and the associate.
Oh, no, they had Jordan up there on the first week.
Yeah, the first week they did, but now they don't.
Well, he was there, and they went to commercial, all 7'4" of him. It's like, oh, my God, what's he going to do? Ah, tough shit, you're not going to find out. Huh? Excuse me, bro. What are you doing? So dumb. So dumb.
He is a big boy, though. He is a big boy.
He sure is.
When you see him next to Braun Strowman, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Riddle ends up scoring the pin. Two big wins for him. I didn't think this was bad, but AJ Styles was great. It's a big night for Matt Riddle. They helped really establish him.
I think Keith Lee and Matt Riddle would be a great tag team for the tag division.
Me too. I wish they would do
it. They'd be fantastic. Spin it off into a singles feud afterwards. I think you can do a lot wrong with you can't go basically wrong with that. I think it'd be fantastic. No brainer for me.
Yeah, a no brainer for me is getting healthy cereal from Magic Spoon, Louie. Do you know how important that is? Do you like yourself a delicious cereal?
I don't like talking about foods with you.
We saw you struggle with KFC. You're not going to struggle with MagicSpoon.com. You're not going to struggle. And it's way healthier than KFC, too. Cereal is like such a great part of being a kid, but when you grow up, you can't eat all the carbs and the sugar and all that stuff. Well, Magic Spoon's got zero sugar. It's got 11 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carb in each serving. The variety pack has cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry. It's healthy, Louie. It's not like that junk KFC that I don't even eat. I don't even eat KFC. I'm from Kentucky. I don't do it.
I thought you guys don't have a KFC.
Well, it's like 25 minutes away, but I don't travel that to get KFC. Instead, I eat Magic Spoon, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free. I love that cocoa flavor. Definitely got that in my morning diet as I look to get back into shape. Getting back into ring shape soon for some stuff. But you can go to MagicSpoon.com. Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
/Fightful to grab a variety pack and try it today. Use that promo code Fightful at checkout and get free shipping. Promo code Fightful. They are so confident in their product, it is backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's right, they won't ask any questions. I'll insult you personally. I will say something likely very rude to you because I have incredible job security. However, Magic Spoon won't ask you any questions. So don't worry about them. Just worry about me. Worry about what I will say to you, how I will look at you, how I will just denigrate you. It's just, I don't know why you would do that.
I'm upset, Sean.
I know. Eat Magic Spoon on Twitter. Let them know you heard about them from us. Matthew Makovsky says, sugar free. Also sent a super chat earlier. As I've mentioned in the past, we get to those super chats as we get to the segment as it appears. So I'm scrolling up just to make sure that I didn't go past it. Yep, you need to pass that one along again, buddy. Just send it in the chat because I don't see one unless you sent it early, way before the show. Kevin Langhoff says, hope you're doing good, Sean. Sasha and Bayley do it again. 2.3 million watching that match last week. Sasha is the way and the draw. Yeah, I love that. I wish they wouldn't have ran two commercial breaks within 4 minutes of one another. I thought that was ridiculous. Matthew, again, as I mentioned, just comment your super chat. I'll read it. Kyle Suknanan says, do you think Roman faces the Rock at Mania? If not, do you see Keith Lee winning the Rumble and facing Roman? I don't see Keith Lee winning the Rumble and facing Roman. I think they want Roman to face the Rock. If they can make it happen, they will. I think if not, we might be looking at Big E and Roman. What do you think?
I want, and this is a bit of an outside shot, I want Jay, Jimmy, and Roman if we can't get Rock.
I think that'd be really fun.
I think that'd be really, really fun. If not, I mean, The Rock I want. I think that's the biggest match WWE could book, probably since Rock Cena has booked. Yeah, since Rock Cena, I'd say. So yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, that's one of those rare celebrity main events that makes sense.
Yeah,
where it's like from, quite frankly, they don't need a title belt involved in that either. Jey Uso and Roman Reigns have made their family, their bloodlines, more important than any championship, and that's not me taking a shot at the championship at all.
Their thing is the best thing in wrestling for me at the moment, by far. The segments each week are stellar. Roman's getting a lot of plaudits, but Jey Uso is doing more than enough to hold his own end of the bargain. He has been fantastic. Jimmy, I can't wait for him to be back in the next couple of months. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the next, obviously, couple of months. And if Rock's schedule allows for it, and obviously with his movies and insurance and stuff, I'd love to see him in the ring with them.
Yeah, Matthew, yours was about Drew McIntyre, so we're saving that for as that actually happens. So no worries, we got you. Up next, Asuka, Nia Jax.
Match was decent, got decent.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. I liked the powerbomb, and then Asuka turned it into an armbar. Asuka takes out Team Raw, and then Shayna attacks her. It all breaks down. Raw sucks. Whatever. However, they had Byron Saxton say, this is a WrestleMania main event caliber match.
I don't disagree with him.
The absolute set of nuts on whoever scripted that line. Whoever put that on a script and said, Byron, make sure you mention this is a WrestleMania quality match. If they said WrestleMania quality match, I'd be like, okay. WrestleMania main event quality match.
But everything's a WrestleMania main event now. Like, they go, oh, this is one of the main events. I mean, it's not the actual main event. But yes, it was a frankly ridiculous thing.
I don't think since CM Punk's interview with Cabana that has flown. I think that WWE talked some people into it. Some of the people were following that. Like, oh, okay, multiple main events. Then CM Punk did that interview, and people were like, all right, no, we're done with this. Not more than one. This year, there were more than one because there were more than one night. To me, I buy that.
Yeah. No, I do. It was a ridiculous thing to say. Frankly, it was ridiculous.
A reminder, guys, donate a super chat, get your question or statement read on the air. If you want to ask several questions, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I broke the news of Matt Riddle joining Team Raw. I had the Shane Taylor update. I've got a bunch of really juicy backstage news this week on FightfulSelect.com. I'm also bringing back the Brass Ring series. Since the pandemic, I've asked a lot of WWE superstars about wrestlers who have worked really hard to improve. I've got a new one going up on FightfulSelect.com this week. That's the most direct way you guys can support us, is subscribing to FightfulSelect.com. It gets you multiple questions on the Q&A every week. It gets you the Backstage Report podcast, where I give you like 15 to 20 minutes of exclusive news. You get Alex Palowski reviewing Raw and SmackDown. You got dozens of retro reviews. You've got all kinds of stuff, and it starts at just $5 right now. Make sure you guys subscribe. Lana got put through a table. This is the first time I haven't laughed at that in a long time.
I don't think we were supposed to laugh, though. Yeah. I genuinely felt bad for her. But yeah. I was like, she sold it really well. She was like, she looked scared. She looked like upset. And I think that was the point. We weren't supposed to laugh. We were supposed to kind of be like, all right, these guys are kind of being dicks now. Like, come on. And I think that worked. It worked for me anyway. Yeah. I wasn't there thinking, I didn't hate this at all, actually. I thought it worked well.
The Nerd Guru says, Asuka could stand in the middle of the ring by herself for 20 minutes in the main event of Mania, and it would be better than anything involving Nia. I might be more interested in watching Asuka wrestle herself, but quite frankly, there's a lot of people that are even good that I would not rather see than Asuka wrestling herself, just because I think she could make that very, very entertaining.
She is another one of those wrestlers. Probably not to the same degree as AJ Styles you mentioned earlier, but she can do comedy and also come off as a serious threat. I think if WWE booked her that way anyway. She's brilliant. Asuka is fantastic.
Justin Lopez says, that's the wrong one. My apologies. Carlos Easy says, chances of any title changes before Survivor Series, as much as I want to see New Day Profits, I think Hurt Business has a chance of taking the titles. I do too. I think there's a chance that either one of the sets of titles change. But man, wouldn't that undermine the importance of Survivor Series if you had the possibility to build Drew versus Roman, and instead you did all this crap with Orton beating Drew when Drew had looked dominant for so long? Do you think there's a chance that we see either the title switch?
Not with the WWE title, but with the tag titles, I could see it. Yeah. I don't think WWE title is going to change. I think we'll get some Miz shenanigans, some Fiend shenanigans, but I don't think we get the main title change. But I could see Hurt Business winning the titles.
And honestly, as I look at things, like, I could see them saving New Day, Street Profits for like a big pay-per-view, like a WrestleMania type of thing, because those are two of their premier tag teams. Not like they give a shit, but maybe it's me giving them too much credit. Yeah. Hurt Business are in the ring talking their trash. Titus comes out and says he's not happy with what happened a couple weeks ago, and he wants Lashley to defend his title. Now, another hilarious Byron line. He's doing what a lot of people wouldn't do. And I'm like, challenge for the U.S. title? Like, Lashley's...
No, I got that.
Like, I mean, I get it. Lashley's imposing. He got beat a whole lot. What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as the main event of WrestleMania one.
Yeah. Not at all.
At least this made somewhat of a sense. You can twist it in a way that you're like, this is semi-logical.
For sure. But like, this isn't going to be a situation like the 24/7 title, like I pitched with Lars, where people are like, not worth it. It's the United States title. Bret Hart, Sting, Ric Flair, Lex Luger, John Cena held this title belt. My God. Damn, man. Bobby Lashley beats him real quick. This was sloppy. It was not good.
Well, got nothing to say.
Nothing. There's nothing there. Hot dog. We can talk about Ali and Ricochet now.
The best thing about Raw was Retribution.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. They got their first win. Ali applauds Ricochet for not joining the Hurt Business. Mia Yim cuts a promo, but really nothing after what Ricochet said, or Ali said, made any real sense. It was just them blabbing like they do.
She's coming off the Asuka, which is an interesting feud.
And I'm all for that. I'm all for that, and they got to make her strong. They got to do that. I will say, whoever set up this match, giving me two rest holds in the first couple minutes, I was like, man, what are y'all doing? This is not them, but they immediately turned it up, and this match got really good. This is the kind of thing that I want to see on Raw. I want to see something that I've never seen before, or at least haven't in a long time. And Ricochet doing a 720-degree splash onto Retribution, Ali doing an avalanche backstabber.
Oh, that was awesome, that spot.
The head scissors off the apron. Unreal. They saved this show from having really nothing that you couldn't just, you could have just passed this whole show. But I will tell anybody, watch Ali and Ricochet. It was outstanding, Louis.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, they've wrestled on Main Event, which you obviously haven't seen, saying it was something you hadn't seen before, which is a...
I mean, awful. I meant the in-ring work. Like, you're not seeing that every week on Raw.
You call yourself a wrestling journalist. You don't watch Main Event.
I watch Main Event every week. I watch 205 Live every week. I watch MLW every week.
You don't watch Main Event.
I watch Main Event every single week. I watch MLW Why? When it's on. Because I can do my fucking job, Louis. You got to put in the hours, Louis. While you're over there eating KFC chicken legs,
I'm more than willing to put in the hours, but I refuse. If it hinders the ascent of my career, so be it. I'm not watching Main Event. 205 Live. You know what? Good wrestling. I can do that.
Denise is in the chat, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go
blocker.
Put user in timeout.
Yes.
Denise has been timed out for 5 minutes. Denise, enjoy your timeout. I will see you next Monday. I hope that your class went well. I will dominate you on Wednesday. Well, the funny thing is she's a moderator, so she can just like untime out herself, I think. I didn't really think that one through, but hey,
you didn't.
Such is life.
I don't think I've seen the chat go more than when Denise popped up.
Well, and then when I timed her out. But another one of my favorite spots in this match. Ali goes for the tornado DDT, and Ricochet holds on and turns it into a brainbuster. Super great.
Watch it. If you haven't, I know a lot of people, and I've seen in the comments, saying, oh, I didn't watch Raw, I just watched you guys review it. If you're a fan of wrestling, check this out, because it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
And I'm sure they'll run this back immediately. Add some stakes to it. Make it important. Like, I don't care if it's for a U.S. title shot. I don't care if it's for anything like that.
But no one wants to step up to Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Oblivious Carey says, at least Retribution's music and entrance is good. Fair.
But it doesn't make sense. Why do they have an entrance if their job is to take down WWE? Have they gone to do this and this and this?
Yeah.
Kevin from music. We like this, but could you just bring the bass down slightly and bring this note up a little bit and then we're perfect. And the way you've done this font, I really liked, but could you have it in Comic Sans instead? Because we're really
good. Comic Sans, they are badasses.
But like, you've got to, like, they've got merch on WWE Shop. Like, why? Why does the group that wants to bring down WWE and hates everyone that is whores to the system have merch?
I keep saying, like, they keep talking about how greedy these wrestlers are and how WWE is. Beat them in matches so they don't win half their money. They don't get their win bonus for winning. And they keep saying, oh, well, we're only happy when you suffer. Cost them money. That will make them suffer if they're that greedy. Trevor L. says, Ali Ricochet was easily match of the night. #FTF. Yes, I encourage you guys. Go on literally every WrestleTalk stream or comment board and comment #FTF. I truly appreciate it. The Nerd Guru says, atrocious Raw. Not Ali and Ricochet, though. That's the truth. It was very good. It was by far the highlight of this show. Mm-hmm. By far.
I mean, the bar was low, but it was very, very good.
Yes, that is very true. Kyle Suknanan says, does Murphy marry Ray's daughter Triple H style? I don't think it's going to be Triple H style, which was roofied.
I hope not, considering the issues that people have with this feud already and the age gap. I hope that isn't the avenue they take.
Well,
considering the controversy and what has happened in wrestling over the past couple of months, they take this down a consensual route. Which I think they are so far.
Yeah. For some reason, my keyboard stopped working. I'm trying to figure out how old Stephanie was then, because I think
she wasn't 19.
She wasn't 19. She was 23.
And Triple H was how old?
I think he was born in 69. He would have been 30.
Okay.
So I knew that one off the top of my head. Man, it's weird. I go to these people's... That's why I win Quizlemania. I go to people's Wikipedia so much. Oh, man. I don't get this chat, but I'm putting it up there anyway. It would do terrible ratings. Nobody knows me.
With all due respect to Sean, I don't think anyone knows it.
It'd do terrible ratings. Oh my god. Nikki Cross tries to talk some sense into Alexa Bliss and gives her an ultimatum. Alexa, I wish you'd be louder with your jug of water, Louis.
Sorry.
My god. You're over there forging out of steel a sword to just stab yourself in the chest
It is a very loud... the beginning of Drew McIntyre's entrance music.
Pretty soon your mustache will be long enough. You'll be able to do the Bianca Belair hair whip sounds. Just in the microphone.
Get out of it. Review the show.
Oh, the sounds on the toilet after you ate the KFC were the ricochet.
Sean, bing, bing, it's 5 a.m.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, amazing. Woo. So Alexa Bliss very joyously said, I pick him. I think she's doing all right here. I mean, it's cheesy no matter what, but she seems like she's having the time of her life.
Yeah, she's doing great stuff. So is Fiend. I am very excited for her. I think they've done fantastically to show that even... I know Nikki Cross has lost a lot of her, like, craziness since. Yes. But I think her being the other person in this feud is great because it only highlights how, like, even if Nikki Cross is like, hey, listen, you're going a bit crazy, you must know that something's up. But yeah, I think that it was good. I'm enjoying this with what Alexa and Bray are doing at the moment. I think they're capable of great stuff. It's intriguing. It's interesting. And I can't remember the last time I've said that about something WWE related.
Apart from
Jey Uso and Roman Reigns.
Open up my Twitter to a bunch of hashtag free Denise tweets. She has thumbs down the video. Please do not do that, guys. That legitimately hurts our page. Please leave a thumbs up. Oh boy, man. Anakin JMT said...
Can I just say, Denise, I'm not involved in this. I didn't do the timeout. I very much like you, Denise. Please invite me back to Pro Wrestling Sheet whenever you need someone.
Anakin JMT says, what are your thoughts on what Alexa said today? It's about the independent contractor thing. Well, I have a lot of respect for Alexa Bliss. I love interviewing Alexa Bliss. What she said didn't seem like it had anything to do with the question. So my thoughts were... I didn't understand it. It wasn't cohesive as it relates to the question of independent contractors. I don't know what cancel culture has to do with independent contractors. This is not a new thing, so.
Seems like it's a standard response that they are, I guess. I don't want to say told to say.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say standard because it didn't even add to, I don't know. Reminder, guys, we are at the main event of the show. Get your super chats in. And we'll read them on the air. If you missed out, we had AEW Full Gear coverage this weekend. We had a live post-show podcast. And I also live-streamed all the scrums. Serena Deeb, the Young Bucks, Jon Moxley, Tony Khan. They're all up there.
What a lovely woman Serena Deeb is.
Yes, and Izzy couldn't unmute her microphone. And I'm happy about that because she took up for Denise today on Twitter. So I'm glad that Izzy couldn't unmute her mic. What?
Not Izzy.
What? She crossed me. Izzy, you gotta learn. Izzy, you gotta learn. You're my friend. You gotta learn.
Do your heel promos know no bounds?
They don't. We have a lot of people asking about Mandy Rose. Yeah, she hit the apron really hard. I saw it. It looked nasty. It looked really nasty. I don't know, have any update, but I'm working on it. That was obviously in the brouhaha after the Asuka match. Not a lot really there. People saying, what did Izzy say? Oh, she said that Hollywood Salcedo was great for talking trash about all of our Instagrams. So
it was very funny, I have to say.
No, it wasn't that funny.
Her stuff on Ollie Davis was funny.
Yes. Miz and Morrison come out. Randy Orton ethered John Morrison. He said that John Morrison took his ball, went home, and wrestled in the minor leagues. Dang.
I'm glad that WWE doesn't take shots at other companies like AEW does.
Yeah, it would suck if they did that. How many bingo hall comments have we seen over the last 20 years?
We've seen a lot of bingo hall comments. But think. I love this version of Randy Orton. Like, this version of Randy Orton is brilliant. He, for me, I don't know whether I'm just taking this because no one else seems to have picked it up, but maybe it's something that I've just trying to, like, retrospectively work out in my head because I like it. But he seemed paranoid, like, genuinely, like, paranoid and concerned, and, like, he was just so caught up with having three people go after him. And I loved it. I thought it was really, really good, this opening segment, until the others came out, and then it was kind of like a paint-by-numbers six-man tag. But before then, I thought the interactions were really good. Randy's promo was great, delivered well. He completely smacked John Morrison around verbally.
Continues to do some of his best promo work, and we're seeing range out of him. He's like paranoid. He's like, I know what you're up to. I know that you use your pull. And I do like that even Randy Orton is like, I know you've got pull with the USA Network and WWE, and I know you set this up. I like that. Like, we kind of joke about Miz having that pull, but it's happened on the show. We've seen it play out. It's a part of storylines, and Randy Orton recognizing that, I thought was pretty good. It helped put Miz over a little bit.
But this segment was also a advertisement for Miz TV that's going on. Not Miz TV, Miz and Mrs., which is going on right now on the USA Network.
Yeah, Marjo rules. New Day comes out. They trolled Randy Orton. I got to say, as soon as Kofi got within arm's length, he got RKO'd. That was very funny. I found that very entertaining. And Drew came out to make the save. But Randy's looking at Miz and Morrison like, I got my eye on you. I like it. Thought that was good.
Yeah, pretty good. I like how the heel and babyface dynamics don't really seem to be so solid in the main event scene right now, which is good. Orton's being targeted by heels, babyfaces, whatever the Fiend is today or tomorrow. Yeah. I think it's an interesting way to take it, and one that I'm definitely not opposed to.
Speaking of the Fiend, he was not on the show tonight, but Sheamus was backstage mad about Drew not joining Team Raw. They make up. Drew lightens him up a little bit. Sheamus is also mad about Drew teaming with New Day. But Mercy the Buzzard was in the background throughout all this. So that's something.
I loved this segment. Like, loved it. I loved how heel and baby faces can be friends without it being like, oh my God, what are they going to do? One of them's hinting at turning. This is clearly planting seeds for a feud, which if you've watched the 24 documentary, it has just so much story, so much history. I mean, Drew, I think, has spoken in interviews before about how much he respects Sheamus, wants to work with Sheamus, how integral Sheamus has been to his career. Mm-hmm. So that's something I definitely want to see. The Mercy the Buzzard thing in the background was another great tease. And I like not having Bray on the show every week. He doesn't need to be on the show every week. He should come up when it's, especially the Fiend. So yeah, I thought this was good. And the main event scene is stacked enough with enough players that I think it actually adds something by not having him there rather than feeling like, oh, you're really missing out by not having him there.
Yeah, and I like those seeds they're planting. That's a good gig for Wyatt, I'll tell you that much. He doesn't have to wrestle very often. It works. Adam Pearce tells Orton he's defending the title next week against Drew. Orton is not happy. I'll say this, a big title match, it'll probably end up on DQ, but my God, being a DQ, but I'm down for a big title match on Raw. We need something to care about.
Yep, I'll watch it on Tuesday morning because if I'm not covering the show, I'm not staying up till 4 a.m. to watch it. But no, it'll be good. I mean, Drew and Randy more often than not have pulled it out of the bag and had great matches together. This will obviously be hurt by the fact it's got commercial breaks, but will still be probably a very good match. So, yeah. And I've just seen someone in the comments quickly say that you should go onto AEW Dynamite and cut a promo on Eddie Kingston. Can I just say, Eddie Kingston would smoke you.
Like, at a promo?
Smoke you.
Yeah, of course he would. Yeah, look at this. Now, I'll be honest. I can cut a good promo. I cut very good promos. I ain't cut it anywhere near what Eddie Kingston does. There ain't no chance. Oh my God, why do you want to see me get embarrassed? Like, are you mad at me? What the hell? Matthew Mikofsky says, I'd be down to see Drew win it back next week. I would too.
No, only because then what, like, you've done a match that that Triple H had, it could be like one for the ages and like a generational match between Drew and Roman, and you're going to give that a week's build.
Yeah, They did that with WrestleMania last year. It's already been a WrestleMania match, Louis.
This is different, though. Is it different, Roman Reigns? This is different, Drew McIntyre. Yeah,
you're right.
I hope it's not a week's build, but I could see them doing it. I don't think they will, though.
Well, Drew McIntyre and New Day, when New Day did the in stereo dives, Drew got the hot tag. Orton watches on, walks out. McIntyre ends up taking Miz and Morrison out himself. Fine match. I do not like the countdown to the Claymore. I don't like it in general. I like it a whole lot less when there's nobody in the building, Louis.
The Thunderdome went wild.
Oh, that audio is so not real. Oh my God. That, like Stephanie thinking that she's smooth. Oh, we have a mix of real and laid in audio. No, it is not a mix of anything. There is no real audio there.
Did you see Stephanie said that the Thunderdome looks even better in person?
Oh God.
That is the opposite of what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to look good on TV, not in person. What is it? It doesn't care what it looks like in person, but it's supposed to look good on TV. It does look good. Have you heard Michael Cole call it the visually appealing Thunderdome?
Yeah. So this match is fine. Not a lot to it. Babyfaces win. Paint by numbers stuff again.
Yeah. Fine. 6-man main event.
That's it. That was Monday Night Raw. I thought the highlights of this show were Ali and Ricochet, and then the Randy Orton promo. I thought that was about it.
Yeah. Sheamus backstage segment I liked, but I think that's more of
I did enjoy that too for the same reasons that you did. Denise is back on the chat. Denise, come on. I fostered you. I helped you grow into the star that you are becoming. Much like I did Louis Dangor. I helped him just learn to become a Quizlemania champion. Now, that's not going to happen with Denise ever, unless she teams with me, which I'm completely fine. Denise and I are the Sting and Luger of Quizlemania. Like, she's the heel, I'm the babyface, but we team up sometimes and win tag titles. Louis, tell the people where they can follow you, where they can see your stuff.
So I'm at the Louis Dangle on Twitter. I do a show with Alex McCarthy on every Tuesday, Friday, and a Monday when there's been a pay-per-view called The Wrestling Daily on the Wrestle 2 channel, which is basically an hour chat show where we go through the news, talk you guys' comments, have hot takes. So yeah, that's a lot of fun. It's also on a Wednesday and a Thursday with Stephanie Chase and True Heel Heat. So check that out. That's where the majority of my stuff goes on Wrestle 2 as well. With my interviews, I've got one up with FTR from last week. So yeah, thank you very much for having me on, Sean.
Of course.
Go to bed.
Love all those people you mentioned. We had Stephanie on our prediction show last week. She is great. Denise is promoting you. And
thank you, Denise.
All that. Good for her, I guess. But Drew Nicholas wraps us up with a super chat and says, I had to ask, how does anyone in WWE think that Retribution entrance camera work is good? It hurts. Yes, it sucks real bad. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel organic. It doesn't feel special. It looks stupid.
So I was bored during the triple threat match, and I was actually focusing on the camera cuts, and I genuinely felt sick.
Guys, back on Wednesday at 2 p.m. for the Listen, Ya Boy. We're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.